Action Please. I'm your host, Tegan Keating. This week, I have another solo show for you. I'm going to talk today about some online... Sorry, my cat is playing with a very loud toy. I'll see if she stops. Looks like it might be over. Ugh, let me go get this from her. Hang on. Do you hear that? Playing with like the crinkliest little toy ever. Hold on. Alright, she has a quieter toy now, so hopefully she won't disturb me anymore. So this week I wanted to talk about some online resources and apps that I have found to be really high quality and also like really good for health stuff. So I guess it started, I finally caved and ordered myself a Fitbit, which it seems like all the cool kids already have, which is like, it's an activity tracker that counts your steps and the distance that you go and looks at your sleep and all that other kind of stuff. But I have started to integrate technology into my own personal health and what the possibilities are in the future for us to be using this amazing new life of technology that we have now to better our own healths. That's not a thing. To better our individual health and to benefit the population health at large. So I have a couple things that I want to talk to you about, and here we go. So the first thing I wanted to talk about, and oh, just to be clear, nobody's paying me to say this stuff. Nobody's asked me to say any of this. It's just, these are things that I think, the resources that are out there that I think are, could be potentially helpful for you as an individual, or, you know, if you're looking for some kind of resource for a population that you're working with, they may be helpful for that. So just so we're clear, nobody's paying me. This isn't advertising, just good stuff that I found that I wanted to share. So the first one that I want to talk about is called Fitness Blender, and you can find them at fitnessblender.com. That's just like Fitness Blender, like what you make a smoothie in, .com. And they really sum up their deal really well, like in their own words. So I'm just going to read to you right from the website to start out. We started Fitness Blender because we believe that fitness should be accessible to everyone, regardless of their income. We also felt like there was a lack of reliable health and fitness information on the web, and too many people in the industry were more focused on appearance than they were on good health. And, I mean, I have been using Fitness Blender now for about a month, and it's really fantastic. It's basically... they have created this huge library of YouTube videos that have all kinds of exercise routines, and they have like the whole, it runs the whole gamut. It's cardio, it's weights, it's Pilates inspired workouts and Tabata workouts, and like they really do everything. So it's, and there's not a lot of equipment involved. So it really, if you have an internet connection and a computer, you can work out and you don't have to go to a gym, which is great for someone like me who hates the gym. I hate going to the gym. So if I can just like throw on my workout clothes at home, hop over into my office, do a little workout, and then hop in my shower and I don't have to be in a gym, that's like best possible scenario for me. So I appreciate it for its convenience factor. But they have a bunch of different programs that you can buy. Oh, okay. So the videos on YouTube are free. Obviously, they're on YouTube. And they really just ask for a donation. If you're using their stuff, this is their job. They don't do anything else. They're supported by donations and, you know, what have you. So they have a couple different programs that you can purchase, which I'll tell you about the one that I've been using and why I think that you should purchase one if you're interested in using it. So they have 8-week fat loss, 4-week fat loss for busy people. They have 4-week fat loss that is low impact or for beginners, and 8-week fat loss for busy people. And I note that they don't say weight loss, they say fat loss, because they're not so keen on the like weight as an indicator of health. It's mostly about building muscle, becoming leaner and stronger, and having a better cardiovascular and strength fitness, and being able to being more flexible and things like that. They also have a 4-week meal plan that comes in omnivore, vegetarian, and vegan option, where they map out healthy meals for you. And I can't speak to how the quality of that, because I haven't looked at it yet. But everything that I've seen from them is really reasonable, so I would imagine that it's fairly good advice. And I don't know if you've looked at it and you know something I don't know, let me know, so that way I can correct myself. They also have a food and exercise journal, which you can buy as a PDF or a paperback, which is super cool if you want to like really dive into the Fitness Blender lifestyle. The best thing is that this is all really affordable. Like it's just free if you want to use the YouTube videos, but if you want to use one of their plans, the only one that I know the price off the top of my head for is the 4-week program for the low impact one, which is only $5. And it's a 60-page PDF where they break it down by every day what workouts you're going to do with a link. So let's say on day 2, there's a 10-minute warm-up video with a link that just takes you right to the YouTube. And then there's a 30-minute Pilates butts and thighs kind of workout video, and with the link, and it takes you right to there. And then a 15-minute yoga stretching video, and it's all right there. So with each link, they also give you encouragement, or they give you some heads up as to what you can expect from the workout, or some tips on, you know, modifications that you could do, or if you might think that this is really hard, but keep pushing through it, or this one's a lot easier because tomorrow you're going to really feel it, and, you know, things like that. So, and that kind of goes along with, like, their whole, there's a lot of personality that comes along with Fitness Blender, which I really like. Which you see a lot, like, in their videos. So usually the guy, it's a couple. So Daniel, I've only heard videos narrated by Daniel, but either Daniel or Kelly or both of them are there doing the exercises. And the best part is, like, sometimes they, especially with the weights, they will, you can see them start to get tired, and you can see their legs starting to shake, or that they can't quite finish all of the repetitions. And that, like, they are super fit people, and to see them not really be able to finish the exercises that they're asking me to finish is really great, because I'm not as fit as they are. And if they're struggling, that means it's really okay for me to struggle, which I like. They also have videos that show you how to do each exercise individually. So if there's something that they're asking you to do that you're not really comfortable with, or that you don't feel like they gave enough instruction, you can go watch one of these videos. They're pretty short, and it'll just explain to you how to do it, which is awesome for people who are very, very, very beginners. And then they also have educational videos where they talk about different issues that either people write into them about, or that are just interesting to them for some reason. And this could be anything from, like, why you shouldn't try to get a six-pack or a thigh gap, or how you should modify, if you should modify workouts when you're pregnant, or should you or shouldn't you use protein powders and protein supplements and things like that. Really interesting stuff. They seem to be really rational, reasonable people, which is so hard to find online with fitness stuff. And they, you know, they're just adorable people. They include outtakes in those videos of them like goofing around and doing the kinds of things you do to warm yourself up so you can make a serious video. And it's really adorable. So I think that Fitness Blender has a lot of potential for particularly when we're working with people who have internet access but don't necessarily have the disposable income for a gym or don't feel like they have the time to go to the gym or they're like me and they hate going to the gym. This is a great resource that you can either use yourself or point people towards when they bring up those issues as potential barriers to increasing the exercise in their lives. It's a great program that they have set up, and I really admire them for wanting to bring sane workouts to people for free. And it's really admirable, and not a lot of people are doing something like that. So I highly suggest that you at least poke around a little bit in there. Maybe if you are an avid gym goer, you might find yourself doing one of their videos on a snow day or a rainy day or something like that. Or if you just need a good stretch after a run, they've got really great stretching videos, stuff like that. So check it out, fitnessblender.com. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is the Calm.com app. That's Calm.com app. It's a mindfulness and meditation app. I guess it started as part of a website called Calm.com, and it was, I think it was a calming scene, like a mountain or a babbling brook or the ocean or something like that, and sounds that came along with it. And it was just, you could go to calm.com, look at the screen, listen to the noises, and take a little break from your workday. And they've branched out into this app, which is awesome. And this is an app that I think for it to be really good and useful, you do have to pay for, but it's pretty cheap, I think. Maybe $5 for a year or something along those lines. Definitely worth it, even if you use it 5 times, totally worth the price. Because they have guided meditations for basically anything you could possibly want. Everything from just calming down to anxiety release, compassion, confidence, creativity, energy, focus, forgiveness, gratitude, inner peace, inner strength, motivation, positivity, self-acceptance, and sleep. And there's multiple meditations for each of those categories, somewhere between 3 and 4 for each of them. So there's 3 different inner strength meditations and 4 different energy meditations. And I generally use it for sleep because I, like so many other people, have trouble falling asleep sometimes, particularly when a lot of stuff is going on. I'm really busy. This has been a lifesaver for me. Nights when I could not calm my mind down enough to go to sleep, I did the 10-minute version of sleep number 1. It's my favorite one. And I was out like a light by the time it was over. I was so relaxed and calmed. It was great. The best thing about the sleep ones, which are the ones that I know most intimately, is that they do a lot of positive affirmations around sleeping, which if you are an insomnia sufferer, which I have been and likely will in the future, sometimes part of the problem with going to sleep is that you don't think you can get to sleep, or if you can get to sleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night, you think you can't go back to sleep. It's a different way to think about positive affirmations. It says things like, I am ready for sleep, which is crazy to somebody who can just fall into bed and go to sleep every night. It's astounding that somebody would need that kind of positive affirmation. But for the people like me, and I know that there's a few of you who are much like me, don't sleep very well, that could be all you need. It's really incredible. I highly suggest it. I've also recently listened to the confidence and creativity ones, and I did shorter ones of those to kind of get an idea of what they were about. And 2 minutes is really short. That's the shortest one that you can do. I think most of them come in 2, 5, or 10 minutes. 2 minutes would be perfect if you need to psych yourself up for a meeting or a presentation or something like that. That's perfect. It's like, you pop your headphones in, you listen to the guided meditation, and then you're ready to go. You're ready to give that presentation. You're ready to take charge in the meeting, things like that. It's really, really amazing. I suggest it because it's not... So a lot of apps are tracking apps, like the one that I'll talk about after this. They're tracking apps. They are monitoring what's already wrong with you or helping you move towards a goal, something along those lines. The great thing about Calm.com is that it's not doing that. It's just for your own wellness. It's for your own mental health. It's really incredible just to have a resource on your phone anytime you need it, anytime you're feeling some kind of emotion that you want to get yourself centered back from, it's there for you. It's great. I can't speak highly enough of it. It also keeps track of how often you are doing the meditations and how long, like which ones you do. So if you do, so mine, I pulled it up on my phone. 5 months ago, I did 10 minutes for sleep and I had a 5-day streak. So for 5 days in a row, I used the app. And it's just nice to be able to track. It's not really tracking, but keep track of how much you're incorporating mindfulness practice into your life. And you don't need to set a goal. I'm going to do this every day, or I'm going to do this when I wake up in the morning. Like, that kind of defeats the purpose. You just use it when you need it, and you don't use it when you don't. And you just calm down. It's great. It's fantastic. The old version used to crash all the time, which was really aggravating because it was supposed to be calming, not enraging. But it doesn't seem, now that it's been updated, it doesn't seem to have those same kind of problems. So this, again, is either a great resource for you or for someone who you know who maybe is a little anxious or on edge. Or if you are working with a group of people who maybe need to, you know, could benefit from having a little bit more mindfulness, a little bit more confidence or creativity or forgiveness or something along those lines, this could be a great opportunity to, you know, getting the app could be great for them. And of course, one of the fantastic things about it being on a phone is you can either listen to it yourself, or if you're in a group setting, you can set up your phone, like hook it up to some speakers, get an iHome, something like that, and play it for everybody. And you could do it, the meditation, as a group, and everyone can kind of go into their own world and close their eyes and really get the benefits of this app. So I highly suggest it. Calm.com, calm.com. It's of course in the iTunes store. I know it's in the Android store. Oh, you can also play it on your Kindle Fire, which is super cool and not something that I expected. I think that's new. So if you have a Kindle Fire and you don't have a smartphone, or you just use your Kindle Fire more often, you could get Calm.com on your Kindle and listen to it then. Perfect. Read a book, do meditation, go back to your book. Super cool. Calm.com. The final app that I want to talk about is called Simple. And its name is pretty appropriate. It's a pretty simple app. This is a tracking app, but it's for symptoms and the lifestyle factors that surround those symptoms. So it was intended primarily for people with chronic illnesses to document when a symptom is giving them problems and the things that they did before and after and in that same kind of time frame that may have an impact on the appearance or disappearance of those symptoms. It's really good for also issues that are, I guess they're still chronic, but they flare up and go away. So I use it for tracking migraines because I, even though I've had migraines for years, I've not been able to get a good handle on what the triggers are, what kind of lifestyle things happen before I have a migraine or after I have a migraine. I still can't figure it out. So I got this app to help me try to figure that stuff out. Try to figure out, I know what makes me feel better when I have a migraine: medicine, sleep, darkness, nobody talking to me for a few hours. All those things help. But I haven't been able to figure out what brings them on, if anything. So I use Simple for that. And the app is great because it will send you alerts to remind you to track things. So if you are dealing with something that is troublesome for you on a daily basis, like let's say you have chronic knee pain. So you can get an alert to remind you to track your pain level on a 1 to 5 scale, and the various factors that you know have something to do with your pain. So that could be exercise, whether that's not exercising or going for a run or doing some light exercise. You can rate all of that. You can say, I'm not feeling any pain in my knee right now because I took 2 ibuprofen. Or I took 2 ibuprofen and I'm not feeling any pain. I'm not going to make that statement of causation, but I'm just going to put it in the app so that way I can look at the data. Because what's great is that you can get reports of what you put in. And you can get it for yourself. You can download it to a spreadsheet. And you can send you can email that spreadsheet to your doctor, which is amazing, because then you can walk into your doctor's appointment. If your doctor is technologically savvy, they've already gotten the spreadsheet from you. The next update of the app is going to have you enter in ICD-10 codes to make it even easier for your doctor to keep track of everything. If your doctor's not so technologically savvy, you can send the spreadsheet to yourself, print it out, and bring it to them. And basically, you have kept really good data on yourself and your chronic issue that you can then show to your doctor and say, here's what's going on. The day after I go for a walk, my knee hurts really bad. That can give a really good clinical insight for your doctor to be able to figure out what's going on with you. The flip side of that is maybe you're not seeing a doctor for something. Maybe you are having some kind of, I don't know why all my examples are pain. Let's say you're having neck pain and it just started one day and you don't know why. You can keep track of what's going on surrounding your neck pain on your own, and you can start to see patterns if there are any. You can find out if there's a pattern. You can look at the pattern if it exists. And then you can be more informed as to whether or not you think that you should go see a doctor, or if you think this is something kind of temporary that may, you know, with like some nice neck rubs from a loved one or a heating pad or something like that, you might be able to fix on your own. Really, really great stuff. They say, and you can trust them or not trust them, but they say that the data never leaves the device unless you email it to yourself or to your doctor, and that Simple doesn't store any of it. So take that with a grain of salt, I guess. Take it as you will. Those of you who are more trustworthy will probably trust them that they're being truthful. The skeptics among you will probably say, no way, they're definitely keeping it. I don't know what to believe. I'm tracking my migraines. It's not of a deep concern to me that somebody knows when I have a migraine or when I don't. But it seems like it's going to be, it's been around for a couple of years. I think that it is getting more sophisticated in what it can do, and that its users are increasingly comfortable with this kind of tracking app and its benefits. So this app has a lot of potential, again, for you, for someone you love or know who has a chronic issue. It also has a lot of potential for population-based interventions, because we do know that lots and lots of people have smartphones. And it follows that lots of people who have smartphones have chronic diseases that could benefit from this kind of symptom tracking. Oh, and it's free. Even better, there's no cost barrier at all. Totally free app. So anybody who you're working with who has a chronic disease, who's having trouble remembering when they had what symptom and what may have brought it on and what may have helped them feel better, free app, super easy to use. It's a really nice looking app too, which really does make a difference. I, again, cannot suggest it, cannot recommend it enough. It's called Simple. Oh, Simple is spelled S-Y-M-P-L-E, which is an unnecessarily difficult way to spell Simple, but who am I to judge? So, the Simple app, get it, track your problems, figure out what's going on, share it with your doctor. So why is all of this stuff important? I think that we can agree that YouTube probably isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And smartphones are only going to get smarter from here. And I think that we're going to see a lot more options for high quality health related resources online. So whether that's something like Fitness Blender, where you have people who are very in tune with the fact that there's a lot of bad information out there and want to put out good information for people who are trying to improve their fitness. And they don't want cost to be a barrier to people getting that information. Of course, there's always the question of the barrier of cost of having a home computer and having internet access at home, but we do know that some of those prices are coming down. I know in Philadelphia there is a deal that you can work out with Comcast. I believe if you have school-age children, where you can get very low-cost, high-speed internet at home. I don't know if there's anything for getting a computer at home, but I would imagine that there probably is. That's something to look into. And we also know that increasing numbers of people have smartphones. Even people who don't have wireless internet, or don't have internet at all at home, or don't have personal computers at home, they do have smartphones, which is where the apps can come in. So there's other apps that I haven't mentioned that are potentially really good for like the health and fitness side of things. One that I like is called Swrkit, S-W-O-R-K-I-T. which is a randomized circuit workout, which is great. So if you want to be exercising, you want a free app, that's right, that one's free too. You don't have internet connection at home, there you go, there's an app. Free app, exercise, doesn't require any equipment, no dumbbells or anything, it's all bodyweight exercises. That stuff's out there. Same thing with apps like Calm.com, which is bringing mindfulness to the masses. It really is. It's an incredible resource for anybody who's looking to increase their meditation practice or just, you know, getting a little boost here and there of self-confidence or something along those lines. Really good stuff. Again, free. Or no, very inexpensive. Less than $5, I think, for Calm.com. Very little cost barrier for that. Also, if you're in a setting with a group, you can very easily share the app through a PA system or a speakers or something along those lines. And the same thing goes with Simple, which is, I mean, that one you can't really share with multiple people, but it's a free app that helps you communicate better with your doctor, helps you keep better track of your chronic illness symptoms. There, you can't go wrong with it. It's a great resource, really, for anybody, particularly for people who don't see their doctors often, don't have a great relationship with their doctors, bringing in data, because doctors are scientists, they like the numbers. Bringing in that data for them to show them exactly what's bothering you and how often and how intensely, it's gonna be great for you. So I want to thank you for tuning in again this week. And if you have any thoughts or insight into online resources or mobile apps, I would love to hear from you about them. And let me know what's been working for you, or if you've used any of these things that I talked about today and you hate them or love them or something like that. Let me know what you think about any of this stuff, because I think it's not going to go away anytime soon. It's only going to become more important. So, as always, thanks for tuning into Action Phase. It's been wonderful talking with you, and I'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening to Action Phase. You can find me, Tegan, on Twitter at Tegan Keating. That's TEAGANKEATING. And on my site, TeganK.com. You can find Action Phase on Twitter at Action Phase Pod and on ActionPhasePodcast.com. You can feel free to email me at ActionPhasePodcast@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.